Not my way at exactly 30, but it's after 1, which means it's time for us now to go to find out what's happening. It's a Thursday afternoon. What's happening in the SID? Well, we do have some more that is happening in the SID, and we're on the line. Councillor Danielle Hunter, who's going to be talking to us about the YOM conference. And so we are back with the second session to unpack the highly anticipated YOM conference, which will be taking place in July from the 25th to the 28th of July. Joining us today is Councillor Danielle Hunter. Councillor Danielle Hunter, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hi, Naya. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Thank you very, very much, Danielle. Appreciate you agreeing to talk to us. So, first and foremost, just remind us about this conference. When and where is this year's conference taking place? I'm seeing the dates 25th to the 28th. Are they correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's from the 25th to the 28th of July, and it's going to be held at the SAU offices in Bloemfontein. And the theme for this wonderful conference is Joy in the New Dawn. So it's really exciting.
Say that again. What's the theme again?
Joy in the New Dawn.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's a very politically conscious theme, because that's what was promised by the president of the Republic of South Africa during his first term.
Oh, goodness,
don't go there, Naya. Yeah. Yeah. It just clicked it as you were saying it. So what are some of the topics that will be covered?
Sure. So we're looking at, you know, spiritual growth. What does that look like? Service, because a lot of young people think that they're too young for service or they don't have something to do for service. We're looking at personal branding, relationships, which is quite a sticky one sometimes, personal financial management. How are we managing our money, and are we putting it to the glory of God?
Right.
Mental health, because there's a lot around mental health at the moment and has been for a while. Career management. And there's just so many interesting topics that we're going to be covering at this conference.
I understand you're also speaking there.
Yes, I will also be speaking at the conference, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, what drew you to speak at this particular YOM conference out of all?
So, yeah, as a counselor, I deal with a lot of young people. As you would know, I've been on your show quite a few times.
Right.
And I just felt that there was a need to speak about the things that young women are going through, the circumstances that they're facing, you know, questioning their identity. Where does that lie? Does God even care about how I'm dealing with the things that I'm dealing with? And so I really felt God prompting me to say, hey, I need you to speak at this conference. And I was like, okay, if you say so.
Okay.
So I listened, and that's where I'll be.
Okay. So how have you tailored your message to reach these particular audiences? Can you share a bit about the themes or topics you particularly will be addressing during your part of the conference?
Yes, sure. So, you know, talking to young people is very, very nerve-wracking at the best of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because young people want what's real. They want to know that what they're facing and what they're going through, they're not alone. So we're going to be getting really real. We're talking about relevant things. We're saying it as it is. And in putting together my message and thinking about the audience, I've done a lot of praying and asked, and I continue to pray and ask God to tell me what does he want me to speak to his young people about. And some of the topics that have come to the forefront is discovering our blueprint in Christ. Right?
Okay.
What is that? What has God put in us that he wants us to do? Why are we struggling to find our purpose and our identity? Is it because we're living in a world that's so distracting and consuming and fighting for our attention?
Mm.
You know, is it because we're not carving out that time with God so that he can actually give us the direction and focus he wants to give us?
Right.
So in this specific conversation, and that's what it is, it's a conversation where we look at how do we tap in within ourselves and connect and reconnect to God in a way that we find what he's created us for and what our individual ministry is. Because I believe that each individual has a ministry.
Yeah.
It looks different for all of us. And I believe in order for us to have an abundant life, we need to know what that is so that we can live out that ministry.
Right. So after all is said and done, what do you hope the young ladies attending the conference will take away from your interaction with them?
And that's the important part, right? The takeaway, something that stays. And I'd like for the ladies that I interact with at the conference to walk away being assured that they were divinely created, that no matter what the world has told them, their friends, their families, their frenemies, it doesn't matter, because God was so purposeful in creating them that he knit them together in their mother's womb.
Okay.
That their placement at this time and now on the earth was no accident.
Okay.
And then they need to stand up. They need to know that they're royalty. And they were created for a battle and a purpose that only they can complete.
Right.
I want the young people to have that fire in them and to not be afraid and to not act and think, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what God created me for.
Right. Okay. Well, so do you believe there is a need for more of these conferences that empower, that equip, that motivate our young people?
Oh, yes, for sure. For definite. I mean, I think, you know, how great would it be if we had a young woman's conference and an elderly woman's conference and a, you know, young men and older men conference twice a year that just had these topics that were relevant, that engaged with us, that empowered us, that stirred up that wanting to go out and change people's lives and be the light that the world needs.
Right.
I think that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, indeed. Let's talk about you. Are there any personal anecdotes or experiences you plan to share that relate to the conference's audience?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think if you're going to talk about, you know, things that are important and matter, especially with young people, you have to be able to be vulnerable with them as well.
Mm.
You know, you want people to feel connected to what you're trying to bring across. So I will be sharing my own story as well, a testimony about how God has led in my life. You know, growing up as a youngster, feeling completely disconnected, not knowing where I'm going, and how God has changed and moved in my life in ways that I never thought he could. So those are some of the ways that we'll be, you know, dealing and talking about things that we think, oh, no, that's just happened by chance.
Yeah.
But there's no chance, right?
Okay. So how important do you think events like this conference are for empowering women across the board, regardless of age?
For sure. I mean, conferences like this are important because through us coming together, sharing our stories and our testimonies, praying for each other and empowering each other, we become stronger in our faith, stronger in our identity.
Right.
You know, the devil can't rob us of what we know and who we are. And we build friendships that are a blessing and that last for a lifetime.
Right.
So these conferences help us to realize that each one of us has a part to play and that the time has come for us to stop believing the lies of the enemy and to start going forward boldly in what God wants us to do.
Right. Before I ask my final question, the name of the conference is supposed to be a YAM conference, Young Adventist Women's Ministry. What's our definition of young? What are the age groups that we're talking about here?
Now you're going to get me into trouble, eh?
Okay. That's fine. But
we want young women, but, you know, it's not a case of young at heart, you know, where you feel you fit in. We'd like the young woman to be there because we believe that they're not the future tomorrow.
Right,
they're the future today.
Right.
They need to start stepping up and they need to start feeling empowered to step up.
Right. I asked this because not too long ago, a couple of years back, Pastor Abusi had to stamp his foot down and say youth in the Seventh-day Adventist Church goes to a particular age and no further. And all our youth gatherings had to bow to that because the General Conference had spoken. So when we speak of young Adventist women's ministries, I was curious to find out, but I understand. I don't want to get you into trouble. My final question there, counselor. Here's my final question. What message or encouragement do you have for listeners who may not be attending the conference but are tuning in to hear your words today?
You know, I'd like to leave this with them. Don't settle because you're scared or fearful. That's not from God. We know that's not from God. Don't stay in your comfort zone because you are young and you're uncertain of what, you know, moving means. It's uncomfortable. It's painful.
Right.
You're a valiant warrior. Whether you are young, old, middle-aged, doesn't matter.
Right.
You still are who God says you are. God knows you, divinely created you, wants to have a relationship with you that blows your mind. Mm-hmm. If you will choose him and daily allow him.
Right.
You are far stronger than you think and so abundantly blessed.
Yeah.
Don't allow the devil to distract you with all the things of this world.
Yeah.
So much that you never get to live the purpose God has designed for you. If someone is listening today and it was not able to register for the conference this year, I'd encourage them that when it comes up again, put it on your calendar.
Right.
Make the effort. If you allow God, he will use you in a wonderful way.
Indeed, indeed. Wow, thank you very much, Danielle. Does it mean that it's already fully booked?
Unfortunately, the registration has closed already.
Oh.
So, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I think that it's going to be an amazing God-filled weekend.
Right.
And I think that there's going to be a lot of lives changed, and that's what we're hoping for.
May God lead and may God take over even right now. Thank you very much, Danielle. Appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time.
Thank you so much, Naya. God bless.
Thank you very much. That is one of the speakers of the conference, the YOM conference happening in Bloemfontein at the union office. They do have an excellent, excellent auditorium there. And they do have some of the accommodation available. But there are people, I understand, who have already booked for themselves outside the union facilities. But in and around the union offices in Bloemfontein, it promises to be an explosive experience for those of you who are going there. If your young people in your church are going, looking forward to the Sabbath when they get to come back to give a report back of what happened at the conference, the Young Adventist Women's Ministries Conference, the YOM Conference happening in Bloemfontein. That's how we end our In the SID segment. And by the way, the dates are 25th to the 28th of July. 25th to the 28th of July. I'm hoping I got that right.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.